a fact, I haven't seen that fairy.
We all look at each other like,
shit.
Ah!
All right, let's roll initiative.
Hey, 20. I got a 20, guys.
21.
I'm using these.
In total?
Yeah, to get a 1.
Yeah. It's initiative. But...
it's a bit no, wait. Stable, then. Ah, it's 18.
How do you mix up a 20 and an 18?
18 in total.
Huh?
Okay.
Yes, 18 in total.
Torque?
1.
Plus?
2.
Welcome.
5.
Get those bad rolls out of the way early.
Yep.
20. But if I add my initiative, it's 24.
Well, Laura, you are first.
I think we should pick up the spirit point and see.
I
want to
go in there. What if I walk in there and another scarecrow falls?
You should pick up the spirit and point it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you go first.
All right, but I go last.
Well, you should have rolled better. Initiative is important.
this is like, has always screwed me.
I'm
this is
at,
like one of those
I'm
super
at nine
hot situations.
Health. 9.
Okay.
9 health. I'm low like you guys were before.
How'd your health get so low?
I got
that ceiling fell on him.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Jeez.
I got hurt.
You're
in
dark
I got hurt in the
rebels?
Fight and then it got
who
crushed.
Who walked in rooms?
Crushed. You walked in a room. You tort.
And he's fine. Almost at full hit points.
Yep.
See, I don't know.
What is everyone's hit points?
9.
I am 30.
I am 32.
Of 36.
I am max at 25.
32?
Yes.
What's your...
My max is 35.
My max is 36.
Huh. Man. I thought I used that highest. I'm at 31 my max. All right.
So fucking drew it.
What's happened to that lower?
I don't know. I want to heal. Let's use my balm, which I believe is a bonus action. And I'm going to...
Balm?
Yeah.
Balm.
Oh, it's a bomb.
Like balm garden.
You had a bomb this whole time.
Balm of balm. The summer court.
Balm.
7 plus 5... 12.
So the moon bear.
All right.
So this connects to this.
Yeah.
There's some water running and there's stairs over here.
Lizard
go down.
Went down.
You should
that
just
way.
Run. Just shut the door and leave. I shut the door.
Don't you want to move up to the door?
Can it get through to the door?
I don't know.
You said it's an owl.
They brought it in pieces.
Exceptional.
Wasn't
size.
It hard to open too?
It was a bronze door.
Copper.
Hammered copper door.
Did it take a strength check to open?
It did.
Yeah, it's a tough door.
Yeah, the seal has been broken.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just going to ready like a thorn whip or something. I'm not going to go in the room because I'm worried there's going to be like a ceiling collapse.
Like the Albert
I'm worried every time you walk in, a scarecrow drops and we got to do some kind of like spear picky uppy thing.
But. If another scarecrow drops, it's not like it'll become a more alive, you know?
Yeah, but then we have to leave two of us in there.
Like you don't leave me in there? We can't set the scarecrow back up?
Or should I attack it? What if it's not mad?
I don't know.
Maybe I should just bow.
Try to commune
with
it.
Look around for some eggs or something.
Yeah, I'll just...
And we'll raise ourselves an owlbear.
What if I bow? Can I try to communicate with it?
Yeah.
You want to bow out in the hallway?
Is it a creature?
Roll nature.
4 plus 5 is 9.
Well, so it certainly at least once was a natural beast.
And it's magical stuffedness now.
They brought it in pieces.
Maybe it's weak to fire. Like maybe it's like taxidermy.
Like a bunch of like formaldehyde in it?
Well, is that what's in? I thought it was like they're stuffed, right?
Yeah, they're stuffed.
With like stuffing that's flammable.
Yeah.
You burn it.
I mean, it's not always flammable. Sometimes it's non-flammable and used with recycled materials. This is serious. This is not.
You'll just make it stronger.
Flame retardant.
Yeah.
We need to. Let's tame it. Let's have a stuffed.
I don't know. That's gonna
tame
work out.
Owlbear.
I mean, I'll move up to the door, I guess.
Okay.
And.
Put your vine whip around me in case the thing that I try doesn't work and you can fucking whip me out.
Can I do that?
I don't know.
Will he take damage though? It's called thorn whip. I don't know if it will damage you automatically or not.
It's got thorns on it.
It does have thorns.
Will it do less damage than the giant bear?
Probably. It's only like a D6 plus 4. And it can pull.
How far?
Thorn whip will pull 10 feet closer to me.
Okay, well, that's enough.
I mean, if he's doing it...
to get him out the door.
...into a way not to hurt me, he'd do it, like, around, like, a pauldron or something. That's... that works. With the intent
close that cursed
hurt.
Door.
Yeah, he can do that, but if he rolls low enough, it'll still hurt you.
Okay. All right, yeah, that can be your ready action.
So you mean a ready to...
Yeah.
How about if I ready my thorn whip, and I'll either attack the bear if I need to, or pull you out of there. Is that ready? That's like, that way I get it ready, and I'm... Yeah. Torque!
Yeah.
All right, it is Thane's turn.
Can I get a ready action, too?
Maybe, sure. Like, look around for something to block the door or something.
Look at these. I'm like, it's not here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe try to, like, figure out a way to block the door if this doesn't work out.
Well, the easiest things to move would be those walls over there. And there's a bunch of rubble in this room.
I ain't going there.
We should go in there.
There's statues over here.
Is there anything else about rubble in there?
To move.
Is there anything else in there about rubble?
There's a corpse.
Of the previous guy.
Yeah, you can go check it out.
Last time I fucking went anywhere...
Well, the big to be fair, you have save checks that you always win, right?
He always succeeds, but you can still take half damage on a save.
Oh, okay. I believe that's what I did.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I ended up at 9 health. Mm. It did a lot. I mean, I can't imagine the ceiling can collapse 3 times.
It collapsed twice.
Can I get in a ready position with my greatsword?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it comes within range, you strike it?
Yeah.
Okay. It is the owl's turn.
Shane, you are way back there. It's not coming in range back there.
You just never know. All right. Rawr. I used to run to the front. All those other
Rawr.
He's trying to communicate.
No, it's going to strike.
Oh, damn.
Can I pull Torque 10 feet now since he uses move action?
Yeah.
And then I'll pull him 10 feet away, and hopefully you're out of range to strike. When we do that,
okay,
it's bound to be less damage, even if I do damage to you, than what he
So Torque is like, oh, it's so... Yay!
Does he speak common, Rick?
What? The owl?
Huh?
Yeah. Owlbear.
You'd have to try.
Yo! All right.
Most owlbears do not. You've encountered owlbears before.
But some might.
So I mean, anything could be, like, magically gifted intelligence, but...
He's unlikely.
A natural one could not.
Gotcha. So I'm going to...
But he was once natural, but now he's not, right?
I'm going to attempt to pull Torque this way, right?
All
right.
Okay.
20.
Hey, you pull him.
Yeah!
Additional 5 feet.
Oh, do I do any damage or anything to him or no?
Okay. No damage. Man, that was amazing. That was like Indiana Jones. It's like, I'm your hat.
All right, so the bear goes to the door, and it looks like... It's going to have trouble fitting through the frame, so it, like, goes to charge at it.
Okay.
Everyone bow!
we can try bowing.
It bursts through the frame, but it stops.
Okay.
So it's, like, right there.
Okay.
We're like, this is destroyed.
Is it?
Like I said, the frame is destroyed.
Yeah, it's destroyed. Okay, Vulcan.
Bow!
Yeah, I think I'm gonna bow.
All right, Torque.
Torque, seeing Vulcan bow, seeing the giant owlbear coming into the thing, as he's getting whipped back, tries to land a bowing position.
So you slide on your knees.
Elora.
Oh my God, we're next to a Calvin.
Yeah, I know.
We're either gonna be killed by this or whatever. You said it was a. It used to be an animal?
You said it's an owlbear.
It used to be.
It used to be just a regular owlbear. But now, I think because it was in pieces or some shit.
It seems different.
It's like it's different. It's either enhanced or...
Can I attempt a speak with animals?
Sure.
As we bow?
Maybe. Like we bow and I try to speak with it. I have my little ring of animal influence.
Okay.
I don't know if animal friendship would do anything here.
What do you try to say?
You can't turn with a female bear and have sex with it or something?
A female
actually,
owlbear?
Can you do that?
Would I know if this beast is usually intelligent?
Is it normally intelligent?
Yeah, like...
Owlbears have a beast intelligence.
So, 4 or higher? Or no?
Normally, yes.
Okay. Animal friendship only works on like 3 and lower. Intelligent animals.
Okay.
That's why I was looking. All right. I'll bow as well. And
well, owlbears usually have intelligence of 3.
Maybe I should use animal friendship.
I think animal friendship sounds appropriate to a bow. Like a hippogriff.
Mm-hmm.
Malfoy didn't bow. You know what happened to him.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to bow.
He ditched his parents.
and use animal friendship with my ring.
Okay.
The spell lets you convince the beast that you mean it no harm. Choose a beast that you see within range. It must see and hear you. If the beast's intelligence 4 or higher, the spell fails. Otherwise, the beast must succeed a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by you for the spell's duration. If you or one of your companions harm the target, the spell ends. Okay?
James.
So, I'm gonna battle. You're there
with a great sword right now.
Yeah.
And using animal friendship, I'll say to the bear, we mean you no harm.
Drifter, we mean no harm.
Is there anything else I should say to this big old owlbear?
Powerful and wise.
Yeah, I like those words.
He's an owl and he's a bear.
Wise.
Powerful and wise.
Powerful owlbear. We mean you no harm.
We simply
attempted to free you of your entrapment.
Perdition.
Captivity.
Captivity.
Your words seem to have no effect.
Damn,
really?
I'm still bowing.
It still is frothing at the mouth. Maddened and crazed.
Oh, whose turn?
Thane!
It's mine. Should I bow?
I don't know. We all are bowing.
In for a diamond for a dollar.
Everyone else is bowing right now.
I'm just saying, the pitcher had everybody bowing.
He jumps over you guys and gets me. He won't jump over us.
He might.
Rick is out to safely get me. If he jumps over us, he'll jump over you.
If he's not going to love this, I'll make him hate it.
Shane, this action could either 1, save us, or 2, doom
us.
Kill us.
We'll blame you either way.
I could try command.
Why don't you roll religion?
Religion. Roll religion.
Religion.
Who has a religion roll?
I have
0.
I have 3.
It's 3. Roll religion. 3.
That's the same that I have.
You're not trained in religion as a paladin?
He's 3.
How?
3's not trained.
He is trained.
He's 3.
What?
I'm trained.
My training is like 5s and shit.
Well,
you're a punk ass bitch.
Roll it.
Alright, so that's 19 plus 3.
This creature is undead.
Jesus. Undead.
Oh.
You can't command it then, right? You
can't command undead.
No.
Well, but you have some other options.
You're strong against undead. Shane.
Yeah, what's your undead stuff, Shane?
You're the one that can save us in this situation.
Divine Smite.
Divine Smite
damage.
Does radiant damage.
What's that mean?
I can basically do a melee attack and roll 2d8s, I think, to see how much radiant damage I have. Alright, so. Okay, so I'm going to attack with my greatsword.
You gotta move within range.
Okay. I move within range.
Well, so we all bow.
And
you're like, there will be no bow.
I figured that'd be you. We bow and you take it as a sign to charge.
I'm just trying not to. I want to solve the puzzle so we can get the reward.
We all bow. Thane runs from behind us and steps away.
Yes.
Like
the turtles.
Jumps
that was
up,
the plan.
Jumps off
the whole time.
And it's attacks with his great sword.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the plan the whole time. Like, you jumped off him, you jumped off him, I slid into place, you jumped off me. Ah!
Yeah. He comes out, I smite thee!
This attacks the
problem.
Okay, yeah. You got it, Shane?
Are you double checking Rick or something?
I've just seen how much damage you do.
I'm just seeing how fucked you are.
So you just gotta do your attack.
Yeah.
19!
That's good. Plus whatever. It probably hits.
Plus 6.
Yeah, that hits.
So now you roll your damage. You have your sword damage, and then you also have your divine smite damage.
Yeah. 8.
Something you have is a d8, isn't it? Isn't your greatsword a d8?
Yeah, but I think he was doing his
2d6.
Well, yeah, but he's got to do all of it.
Yeah. So
yeah.
The 2d6s were 8, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you also have to do your sword damage then, too, right?
He should have his sword damage, and then he adds his divine smite as well.
So what's your divine smite?
2d8.
Okay, so divine smite is 2d8.
Yeah, I was going to say, d6 forever.
I know there's d8s somewhere.
Ooh. So that's another 11?
11.
Yeah. 11 in divine smite,
yeah.
And 8 in your regular sword attack.
Yes.
So what's that total?
19.
Whatever else you want to add.
And it's undead.
It is undead.
Whatever that does.
Yeah, I gotta look.
So our paladin recognizes our foolishness, jumped our backs, gave 19 points of damage from one hit with radiant amazing.
I believe it takes a spell slot, right, Rick?
It does.
Okay.
Did it hurt itself at all, breaking through the thing?
It did not.
It's undead.
It's undead.
What? Do zombies hurt themselves when they crawl through shit?
Sometimes they tear their own heads off.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, but are they dead?
Yeah, well,
they're hindered. I'll
tell you what, they'll respect a bow.
All right, so.
Is the damage boosted?
Yes.
So you have your roll religion to basically determine
that it was undead.
Religion is what you use for knowledge of undead.
Okay. So, okay, you were just giving me a hint when you said religion. I thought maybe religion was like a scan.
A scam?
Like, well, obviously, oh, you scan, it'll tell you their type, it'll tell you their weakness.
So, kind of, but there are different types of scans. So, nature is a scan for natural things.
Obviously, it wasn't natural.
Yeah.
A lot of my nature stuff did not turn out too well.
Okay. Okay.
Arcane, if it's magical. Religion, if it's like undead or whatnot.
Or unholy.
All right, so, yes, Thane leaps over these prostate allies.
Oh, he jumped on our backs.
Prostrate.
Yeah.
Prostrate.
Yeah, but
I jumped off a back and came down harder, Rick.
All right, you did. You dealt a mighty blow. And now it's going to deal you one, in theory.
Wow. How much damage, though?
Huh?
How much damage? We're going to find out.
How much damage did you do?
Yeah.
You did 19 plus more.
Do we know how? We're not allowed to know.
He's the DM. I got no power.
He's a paladin. He should know.
All right. So it's claw attack hits. Slam attack misses. Claw attack's the weaker one.
Slam. Come on and slam.
Lucky for you, you'd take 7 points.
Okay.
7?
Of slashing damage.
Come on and slam.
Not too bad. Welcome.
All right.
Fire.
Hope it's flammable.
Hope it's stuffed.
So he's not staggered or anything yet or bloodied.
Nope. Okay, so if a creature has vulnerability, which undead usually does to radiant, it does double.
Okay.
Nice.
Is he vulnerable to flame?
And so...
It's dry in there.
I believe the way it works is the Divine Smite part of that is the radiant damage, so that's what gets doubled.
Okay. But you could just double it all if you want.
So,
yeah, that's to cover all the tracks.
Yeah, just to make sure. Just double it all so you're not, you know.
All right, Calvin.
Should be 30 damage, I think.
I want to do Witch Bolt.
Okay.
Which one?
Witch Bolt.
So Calvin does Witch Bolt.
Yes. I'm casting it as a level 2 spell. So I get 2d12 damage if I hit.
Okay.
Hopefully I hit.
So you like let Shane jump off of you and then...
I use a little twig of a tree. It's been... yeah, basically.
Okay.
You're like vulnerable.
Yeah,
you're like vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, I want to see the cape come out, the mask show up.
Fourteen.
That's a mess.
He's a large creature.
Damn.
He's point blank.
Nothing gonna miss?
No.
Torque.
I'll probably do Divine Smite again.
It's pretty effective. Yeah. I attack!
Alright.
Attack! Okay, so I also... Rage.
Alright.
So, I will be using my Mighty Magic Warhammer. So that is a 20, sir.
That hits?
Yep. Okay. And then a d8 plus 7 for the first attack. So 12.
Okay.
Then I go to attack again. That is a 10.
That's a miss. So you guys are cutting at his flesh. You see some, like... threads that you didn't notice were there before start to come apart, and his flesh is just sort of falling in lumps.
Yeah. He's put together. Remember the pieces that they put together.
Mm-hmm. Allure.
Can I...
Take out the threads.
Can I attempt to use my thorn whip to, like, rip off an arm?
Yeah, it goes... Like, have it go across the
like,
threads and then strip.
And try to, like, and take off his arm.
The thorns could, like, cut every thread around.
If it was in pieces, I'm hoping I can rip it off and then he can do less damage.
Yeah.
Like a rope saw.
Well, it's claws and what?
His mouth? Slam.
Slam.
Slam. Okay. Slam.
Well, yeah. All right, try it.
Okay, that's 5 plus 11.
11?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you go to whip. He was standing up, but because of this blow, he starts to kneel down, and you miss. Thane.
I always blow my load on, like, these powerful creatures. I don't have any more spells for the rest of the day. It's a problem.
Now, combat works. I have two spells. Now I have one less.
Okay. I thought about doing channeling divinity and doing abjuring the enemy.
Okay.
Which will frighten him.
Can you frighten the undead?
Can you do that?
It depends.
It depends, and no, I don't want to do that.
Well, like turn undead will frighten undead. I don't know how abjure enemy works exactly.
Can you just turn undead? Or did you already use your super special thing for the day?
I've never used that. Maybe. It's not one of the ones I selected. In fact, I got one more I was supposed to.
Yeah,
like cheat.
He can get that if he went down the Oath of Devotion.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Choose one creature within 60 feet, must make a wisdom cell. Undead have disadvantage.
Ooh. What is the effect of the spell?
On a failed save, the creature is frightened for 1 minute or until it takes damage. While frightened, the creature's speed is zero and it can't benefit from any bonus of speed. If it succeeds, its speed is halved for a minute.
Could try it. Maybe we can set the spear back up.
Or I can do Divine Smite again.
We have to get...
He could also do Divine Smite. We try to kill it and see what else is in the room. I mean, if anything, we take the copper, sell it to the electric guys on the road.
All right. Divine Smite. All
right.
Well, you're not using Divine Smite yet. Not until you hit.
Yeah.
If you miss, you don't waste it. Smells like a miss.
Still be a no hit.
All right. The owl.
Owl.
All that talk for nothing.
Who's not abjured, but is an enemy. Attacks.
Abjuration.
We'll do Thane first.
Damn it.
That's going to hit. 4. 12 points of damage.
All together?
No. Well, then that's one hit. But the other hit is going to go towards Torque.
Okay.
Which might hit with a 20 AC.
Yep.
Might?
Yeah, might.
might miss.
That is going to be 10 points of slashing damage. So you're raging, you take half.
Okay.
Shit. I'm at 13.
Oh, you can back up.
Volcum.
All right, I'll just blast.
Okay.
Find a new place to roll.
Roll here, man. Try to sell these things.
There you go. Torque!
Yep, attack! Attack! Damn it!
What?
Miss. But I double. No, mine's too big.
You do.
Huh?
Yes.
50% again? Chance of you missing this game, pretty much.
Depends on the enemy.
12.
Miss.
I didn't hit with a 14.
Well, there's like, yeah, less than a 50% chance of this.
No, because he's like, well, what are you at, a plus 8?
Plus 7.
Plus 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's 15 minus 7?
8.
Yeah, so he needs to roll an 8 or higher. So it's a more than 50% chance.
I rolled an 8.
Slightly.
You have a plus 7. You have a plus 7.
All right.
It's on Laura's turn.
I'm going to go the safe route here. And I'm going to...
Surprise, surprise.
Raise up some brimstone, some powdered iron, throw it in the air, and cast a fireball behind the creature here.
A flaming sphere.
Yes.
Behind. Not a fireball.
Gotcha. Flaming sphere.
Dude, his face.
You guys might all be done.
We need to stay away from it.
In an unoccupied space of your choice, any creature will take damage next to it.
Yeah.
Thus, behind it.
Driving it towards us with fervor.
So the way that this one sets up is 5 feet sphere. Make a dexterity saving throw. If it fails dexterity saving throw, it still takes half damage. So at least this way it will take damage next to it each turn. So
It's not going anywhere unless it kills all of you.
If it can't push forward, it's going to keep at least taking damage each turn rather than me having to roll and miss.
Sounds like a plan. Got him stuck in the doorway. Thane, just keep taking hits until the fireball eventually kills him.
Don't declare Divine Smite until after
you hit. What were your guys' health at?
Mine's at 25.
Mine's at 13.
25.
Okay, I lost your thing. Let me on my bonus action. I'll use my bomb on Thane.
Okay.
Gives you 11 health.
So if you were to want to just tank, you get 11 health. You can, instead of attacking, you can use the dodge action on your turn.
Okay.
That means until the start of your next turn, any attack roll made against you has a disadvantage if you can see the attacker. And you make dexterity saving throws with advantage. You lose this benefit if you're incapacitated or your speed drops to zero.
You can do that in lieu of attack?
Yeah.
So could I attack and do that because I'm raging?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I would love to do that in attack.
You don't get to attack, so.
You might, probably better for you to just Divine Smite it? Or attempt to?
Divine Smite will do a lot of damage. So attempt your...
But the thing is, with a dodge, you can't fail.
True.
Yeah, because you succeed all saving throws.
Just roll it well. Do this for a bit. Apparently that helps.
And then roll it in the tray, not down the tower.
Why not? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
In fact, my good rolls earlier were down the tray.
We should do this.
18.
That hits.
So you hit.
Yeah.
So let's get some damage, so boy.
Do your sword damage.
Okay.
All right. Based on... 5 and 6.
11.
11.
And now do your...
Plus.
Divine.
Plus 4.
So 15.
Yep.
15 okay. Plus what?
And it's these right here.
So 15.
And now the radiant damage.
Yeah.
Come on, hold on, buddy. I don't want to die.
2 and 4.
So 8. Because it's double.
No. 12.
2 and 4 is 6. So 12.
Yep.
So 15 and 12.
All right. It is bloodied. And it is its turn.
I think I'm doing something, baby.
Dexterity saving throw.
I fail.
It's going to take 5 points of damage.
A fire damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, fire damage.
Is it radiant fire?
It takes double.
Yay.
All right. You start to smell burning feathers as it strikes Thane with a 16.
Jesus.
No, yes, 16 to hit.
AC. Which is
a 15.
So that hits. And you, a 12 to hit, misses?
Miss.
Okay.
Damn.
Thane takes 12.
Damn.
Welcome.
I'll just blast.
Okay.
Come on, Calvin.
We believe.
How do you want to do it? Do you want to do it this here? Do you want to do it there? Last time you did it and it stopped
on
your
slid.
Pen. Your pencil.
I know. Natural 20.
Hey!
He did it! It
bumped into that.
I know, but
you got a one ear equivalent, like, fucking shit!
I broke the streak.
I'm gonna shut my mouth.
Alright, so do max damage and then roll the damage.
Okay. 15.
In total?
In total.
Okay.
Is that fire damage?
Force damage. So it blows his limbs off.
Were you aiming for any stitching?
I was aiming for his dick. Knock that off first. Take him down a peg.
So, looking at this thing, I'm seeing it's like coming apart. It's on fire a little bit. Like, where is the weakest spots?
The most damaged stuff is falling out of its torso. Mm. Like its guts.
Okay, and is it like up on its hind legs? Is it still down?
It goes up on its hind legs to attack.
Okay.
Yes.
Ow, it goes up
on its hind legs. I'm going to ask a question. Like, it's up on its hind legs... So it doesn't have the stability of the four legs. There's fire at its back. Can I try to hit it in a way where I want to push it back against the fire?
Sure.
Okay? So that's what I want. That's the strike in which I'm trying to go. Not this way, left, right, forward, but back.
Okay.
Seeing that he's on two legs, I'm going to strike, I guess, maybe at his knees.
All right.
Or something like that.
You won't do as much damage, but I will say you have a chance to knock him prone.
Okay. Right, that is a 15.
That hits.
All right. Oh, no. Wrong one.
Can we knock anyone supine? Does that work?
I think
he used pro as an umbrella term.
So that is right, that means 9.
Basically. 9?
Damage.
Okay. So...
For the first hit.
He'll take a little less, but you can go ahead and roll your fire damage as he falls back onto the fire.
Okay. All right.
Which is double, right?
Yep.
7.
So 14.
Okay. He's cooking.
Okay. And then I have a bonus.
You can hit him while he's down. So you have an advantage because you're striking him while he's prone.
Okay. All right, that one is a natural 20.
Okay.
Roll again.
So you do max damage.
12. So max damage for me is 8 plus 7.
Okay, so 15, and then roll it.
And then roll the d8 again?
Yep.
6.
So 21.
Ooh, 21.
Wait, 6.
Right?
What'd you roll?
A d8.
What's your plus?
It's a 6 plus 7.
Does he add the plus again?
No, I don't add the plus again. Okay. Yeah.
No, he just gets the dice again.
Oh, okay. So it's max dice plus. Okay.
Okay. Very close. Not quite. Allure.
Is it prone in the fire? Or yes. Yeah. Okay. So does it take damage every turn? Or
it will on its turns.
It always takes damage every turn.
But it took extra damage because you knocked it into it.
I'm not going to use any of my
spells.
I want to save him if he's looking as bad as he is. I already have a fireball there.
Scimitar?
I don't know. I'm back there, though. I don't know if I can get up there, really. I'm behind everyone else, so I might just do my Thorn Whip again. It has a 30-foot range.
Okay.
Don't pull it from the fire. Try the Thorn Whip when it's like stuffing.
Takes 1d6 damage.
Yeah.
Do I have to pull it? If the creature is large or smaller...
1d6 could be enough to kill
you
it.
You can pull the creature 10 feet closer, so...
You
18...
Hit.
No, he does 1d6 plus 4.
You need 3.
6.
All right. He's dead.
Yeah!
So, your Thorn Whip gets one of his threads, and you just pull, and you just keep pulling the thread, and eventually he's just in pieces.
Is he still biting?
Hmm?
No. Is he still like a zombie head?
Nope. He is dead.
All right. Everyone bow to it.
Be great to have it. It's like a cartoon when...
And then Shane jumps again and kicks his head.
So there are 7 spears in that room.
Yes.
They have silver blades.
Ooh.
I definitely want me one of them.
I would like to throw my...
All right, so 7 of them? Money.
Yep, 7 spears with silver blades.
Okay. Do we want to divvy them out or someone grab them all?
I don't think one person can carry all of them. We should just put them in a pile by the door.
Spears are based on dexterity, right?
Well, I was thinking, do you guys want to take the spears or take just the silver heads?
I believe I was looking at a spear until I found a Calvinite spear, and I was like, well, I want something different.
I can carry 5 javelins. I can sure can carry...
Can we just have a spear anymore?
We could just take the heads off. Right?
Well, I guess I just wonder how powerful these weapons are.
Well, so the big thing about a spear is it has reach.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't have to be next to it. As far as damage goes, it does a d6 piercing.
It's a javelin.
So it still uses strength.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
What's the advantage of...
But it's thrown and versatile. So,
what's the advantage of it being silver? Is it just its value?
Some creatures take extra damage to silver.
Okay.
It's also more valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so 1d6, you said?
It does a d6 piercing. It can be thrown.
It's a type of damage.
It's also versatile. So if you use it with a shield, if you use it one-handed, it's a d6. If you use it two-handed, it's a d8.
So it's similar to the javelin, everything except for...
And it also has reach.
The D8 thing to one-handed.
Yeah. Well, can you fight melee with javelins? Mm. I think javelins are only
javelins
throwing,
like
right?
Javelins like a spear.
What's attack bonus?
Javelins...
It's a D6.
Okay.
Unless you use a two-handed, which is a D8.
Okay.
Well, the attack bonus is...
Do they have a melee attack?
Yeah, they do.
The same as...
The javelin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have D6 or... Right?
No.
Yeah. Javelins don't have reach. And
so D6 is the thing.
Two-handed.
It's a bit plus 6.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Eric, that's the difference between the javelin and the spear is the reach and the two-handed bonus.
The spears are also heavier.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say we could just take the heads off and not actually have the spears, but just because of the value. But
I guess
they're
more akin to a glaive than a spear, really.
Oh, okay.
So a glaive does a D10 slashing.
D10?
Yeah. And it has reach.
Is that a one-handed versatile two-handed? Or
no,
two-handed?
Can only be two-handed.
Okay.
Make your switch.
You got the great.
I mean, it would give you range, and it's pretty much the same as that.
Well,
it's great sword gives him a +1 to attack, I think. But I think that's it, right?
I think so.
Because he got a magical great sword or whatever.
And his damage would be higher. Like, with the glaive, he could roll a 1. With that, the minimum he could roll is a 2 because he has 2 dice. And he can go up to a 12 instead of just a 10.
You can also carry a spear and have a sword and a spear and
yeah, you can just carry it.
Shield, I mean. You know? So you can have better AC and range.
Well, the glaive is two-handed only as well. So he still couldn't use
it's
a shield.
It's only two-handed.
Yeah. No. I thought you said...
Okay. No, the spear was one-handed. He's more of like a glaive.
Yeah.
You're going with two-handed, the great sword's probably better overall. Because of the 2d6s, you can potentially get 12. You get no less than 2. Whereas the glaive is no more than 10.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. The big advantage is the reach.
Yeah. I like the idea of attacking from afar. I don't think my character would do that.
Okay.
You shoot with a crossbow all the time.
Very rarely. Yes. Very rarely.
All right. So, you check out that room?
Very well. What else is in the room?
Scarecrows.
Why is it so dry?
So,
yeah, he said like it's like weirdly it's dry compared to the other rooms which are wet.
There's a magical seal preserving the animal problem.
Yeah,
it was magical.
So the room was once magically sealed; it is no longer, and that is the only other notable fact about the room.
Okay.
You can take some owlbear feathers as components.
I will do that. What are you using? I just like to have them.
Okay.
Yeah, like a necklace.
I got my Mercury Fang necklace.
Take some Albert Claws.
All right, so where would you like to go now?
We need to change figure out.
Eat a good berry. He's at 12.
Well, out of combat, we can rest for like, what is it?
30 minutes.
30 minutes and do like a hit die?
Short rest.
Or whatever?
You can spend hit dice.
We could do that.
I don't know who all needs a hit
die. I'm at 25 of 36, so I could use it. And Shane definitely could use it.
I don't need to use any. I didn't get hit.
So we want to do that?
Yeah, sure. It will guarantee. I can't remember if I used an animal spell before or not, but it will also guarantee I get my two animals.
Okay, let's do that. So a 30-minute rest.
Okay.
Around the corpse of the owlbear. Do we want at least just take the spears or the glaives, or we want to remove the head so we can have either the value / have silver later, you know?
If there's no hindrance in carrying the glaives and splitting those up, let's just take the glaives as a whole for right now.
All right, so there were seven total?
Seven.
They may be worth more whole than like the heads of them, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
If there's no hindrance, I'll carry two.
Okay.
I'll take one, I suppose, for now.
I'll take one or two or whatever.
Let's see. Yeah, the only other thing is...
If it's strength-based.
Small creatures have disadvantage when attacking with them.
Well, none of us are small.
But none of you are small.
He's small.
None of us are small.
He's medium.
But he's small.
He's medium.
Quite large for a dwarf, actually. I was made fun of for being fat as a child. I'm
still fat. You filled out.
All right, you guys all healed up?
Yeah, so it's a hit die, which is a d12.
10.
I will spin one, which gives me an 11.
Nice.
So that's exactly what I need to get back to max.
Perfect.
That happened to me last time I did. It didn't end up mattering, but that happened to me last time.
D10, I'm gonna use one.
10. Good job.
I thought it was zero.
So you're at 22. So I'm down to 3.
Can you use as many hit die as you want, or is it one per half hour?
No, you can use as many as you want. You just don't regain them until you sleep.
Yeah. So you could use another.
Do you want to do it again? Or?
And then I'll have two.
Yeah. I don't know how often we'll be resting today, you know? So. Or how often we'll be fighting a thing like an owlbear.
And then 5.
Yeah.
27.
That's not too bad. All right, we have rested.
All right.
I don't need to eat, and I'm upset by it.
Do you add your constitution?
You do.
Yeah, you should add your constitution.
Or subtract.
Which
Wait, what?
Maybe.
Is you use 2 dice, so that's +4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, because I got
it. Doesn't matter to you either.
I didn't know that. So I would have... gotten 11 plus 2.
Yeah.
You can't go over your max.
Gotcha. 31. I can't have, like, temporary health?
31.
like, some potions can give you that sort of thing, but...
And some effects.
31.
Okay, good. You guys ready to go down the stairs?
Yes.
I believe so. All
right.
Sure, I guess.
He's one of my 3 rages. So we're going across the... through here and then down the stairs?
Yep.
Cautiously?
So, yeah, this is
the
room
folk were there.
Where they were... cooking the meat.
Yep.
And then just past that are some stairs that go down.
Yep.
A pair of embossed copper doors stand open here, the muddy stream winding its way between them and down the steps. From below comes the sound of running water and a slow, heavy drumming. The doors are embossed with a series of glyphs.
Oh, man. Okay. Druidic glyphs?
I look at the glyphs. Do I understand?
History would be appropriate.
I have a +2 in history. We can all of us can do it, right?
I have a +1.
Can I just D20?
Read it.
If you have decipher script. Or
I have Eyes of the Roomkeeper.
I can 20, read
all writing.
Okay. He can do it.
I got 20.
9.
18 plus 2.
I got a 21. The glyphs 18 plus 3.
Tell the story of a barbarian king being prepared for 18. Rebirth, his attendants being ritually sacrificed so that they might follow him into the afterlife. The last scene shows the king standing in a ring of lightning, a mighty sword held high.
So is this the sword that was recast into the two giant spear things that the brothers had?
All right, the stairs continue down. The stairs from the upper level end at a pair of locked copper doors. A small muddy tunnel has been dug into the wall adjacent to the doors. The drumming is louder here.
Proceed with caution, is what you're saying.
Is it locked?
So, at this point, we come to... There are some locked... There's a pair of locked copper doors here. Or, there seems to have been like a tunnel that was dug this way.
Probably lizard folky.
And the drumming is louder through there.
Yep.
And the air is fouler that way as well.
Indeed.
And it smells of elderberries.
We should order food.
We can't order food like, down here. We're in the middle of this place.
Folk doesn't need to eat for another week.
Yeah, it should be a waste.
I'm sorry.
I hope it's not it's a matter of, like, I don't need to eat, not that I can't eat. I might be funny to make it that way. I think I'm going
to
play it that way.
You don't need to. You might not have the urge.
I'm torque. The physical. And he enjoys it.
It'd be great if we're all like eating sausages.
You like what it does for you when you eat it.
You're crying.
Yeah, he enjoys it.
All right, so
it's gonna frustrate him. I'll play it for kicks.
Perhaps we should take the tunnel.
I don't quite like small, confined places, especially when lizards can bite my face, not knowing what's in there. I will not go first.
It could also be a trap.
True.
It is a dirt tunnel that could be collapsed if they...
I know that kind of goes against me growing up in a mine, but I'll tell you what, I don't like it.
It's like sand.
I mean, it actually makes sense for you, because you would be inherently distrustful of something that was unsafe in a mine.
I like being on my knees like that.
You're born in the dark.
Let's see, the door's locked. I'll take a look at the door. I want to investigate this door.
Okay, investigate the door.
Traps and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so 14.
Doesn't appear to be trapped.
Okay, but it is locked.
It is locked.
Can I detect magic?
You don't see any magic.
Can I tell if the door can be burst open?
So you can tell it feels like something is piled behind the door.
So. Well, Torque, I believe we have to go through the tunnel.
Use your mist.
I don't know what's on there, and I'll be stuck on the other side.
Let's do it real quick and miss back.
Yeah. All right, well, who goes first?
Torque. All right.
Paper, rock, scissors. You lose.
I can't believe we don't make scissors. I
pull out of my cloak.
Very well, I'll lead.
You want to turn into an animal and do it? That could be cool.
Perhaps an animal that can
burrow.
Like a
snake?
That can burrow.
In case
they collapse it on you.
An armadillo?
In this world, you'd be mistrustful of everything and everybody.
You can roll up and they try to bite and they break your teeth.
Well, it's like Tomb Raider, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the world isn't necessarily, but when you go into like a tomb or a dungeon, then you're on guard.
On guard.
I guess. Yeah, if you're just walking on the street, I would think that bird could be a person.
It's like when you're playing Zelda.
Yeah, I mean.
What's the music sound like? That's how I know if I'm in danger. if we're in here, it's going...
Well, right now you just hear drumming.
Yeah,
there's drums.
Yeah, there's
it's
drums.
Combat music.
Drums in the deep.
It sounds almost like this place has a heartbeat.
And we are its white blood cells.
How quickly can I transform, Rick?
I think it's like in a movement.
It's like poof, like
that. Because it's a bonus action, so I was like, if things started to collapse, could I transform as things are collapsing?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's like a little mouse. Mouse can get into. Maybe you can do that and do some recon.
I should have done that on the last one. Whenever that was collapsing, I should have turned into something.
That would be cool. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
I didn't think about that until now. All right. Well, I'll begin leading through.
As a what?
As Elor for now.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll wait. And...
All right.
So are you going in and scouting and coming back, or are you all going in a line?
I'll see how deep he gets.
Yet. It's a she said. I don't know what they're doing. I guess I'm going looking.
I'm guarding the
rear. Find out when things are nothing, right. When there's nothing behind me, I guess.
They're all going and I'm guarding.
Can you see in the dark?
I do have dark vision, yes.
Roll perception.
18 plus.
Nice. All right, so you see it before it happens.
Good.
So there's this is like a tunnel. There's a lot of mud here. There's a lot of rocks, rubble, and debris. At first, you think you just see some mud, but you realize the mud is moving, and it's trying to coil around you. And you follow it and see a snake. A giant
like
snake.
Like a big snake.
Like a
bass.
The basilisk.
This is a huge snake.
Basilisk.
Snake-like I can be.
Boys.
I'm back.
There's a snake in
here. Roll initiative.
Do you want to back out?
Can I attempt animal friendship?
Does he understand English? Or basic?
This does seem to be a snake. what does intelligence need to be?
Two, three. Can't be four.
Intelligence is a one.
Can I roll persuasion?
So it's possible.
No.
I still need initiative, though.
16. But I'm behind. I'm in the back.
16 plus 4 is 20.
Okay.
Six.
Damn it, I didn't get my water.
14.
Alora's first.
All right. I will attempt my animal friendship with this creature.
All right, it has to roll a save.
It will have to roll a save, I do believe.
Turn it to our side, and it can be our scout.
It fails.
Yes.
I put my hand out and attempt to calm it as well.
So you're playing a...
I'm waving my hand kind of back and forth as we like...
Charming it.
As I try to communicate with it and calm it down.
So what's the effect?
It's our ally now.
Simply, the spell lets you convince a beast that you mean it no harm.
Okay.
Choose a beast that you can see within range. So it simply knows that we mean it no harm.
But it can still be hungry?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Yeah, that's going to say, it might reinforce him wanting to kill us.
But isn't it, like, charmed and stuff? Can't you charm it?
They want to have a flute. Do the thing that they do in the Middle East.
What's the point?
Bring out a good berry?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I also said it.
Yeah.
All right, it's still going to eat you.
It's still going to eat me?
It's hungry.
Damn it, Rick.
Sorry.
It's going to try.
What's the point of the spell, then?
I have a bunch of javelins.
Well, the point of the spell is, like, something that isn't hostile, I think.
Afraid of you.
He's like a fear biter or something like that.
Yeah, if he's hungry, and then he finds out that you're not threatening, it's going to make it worse.
Does anyone have any food?
I don't need any of mine!
Meat.
I have burnt.
I got everything.
I have burnt owlbear.
Whatever you want, I got everything.
Turn into a ferret.
I'm dead.
No. Terrible idea.
Like ferrets attack snakes. If you're trying to tame a horse or something, like it could be useful. Yeah.
I literally, all of my food I don't need for 5 days.
If Torque throws me some of his like food, can I feed it and calm it down? Or does it want live food?
Probably wants live food.
I mean, I got that too.
He's like an unseen hand to make it look like.
I got some squirrels.
So you can tell that it's a constrictor.
It does like its food dead.
All right. I turn into a constrictor. But what kind of snake is this, man? I want to be able to turn into this.
Can you turn into a female snake and fuck it?
While we walk, go past?
A female? What? So I'm just like, all right, boys, you get out of here. I'll take one for the team.
That's what we suggested with the owlbear. We didn't think it was a bad idea.
It's a giant constrictor.
It's hungry,
snake.
Not thirsty.
It's a challenge rating 2.
Ooh, damn, Rick. I can't do 2s yet. That'd be cool if I just turned into it. We just had a kaiju fight. I can turn into a constrictor, but not a giant constrictor.
Snake-like I could be.
All right. Does the ring take... an action, I imagine. It's probably the same.
I just imagine
right?
Turner's neck. That's the hook comes out.
Yeah.
All right. all right. Well, I use my action.
Do you want the food or no?
Do you want to tell them that there's a snake?
Snake!
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 Maybe I pull back.
Okay. Can I pull back? Yeah. All right. You still have movement.
I don't know how far back.
Someone say snake.
He comes all the way out.
Hey, look at that.
He's safe.
I'll just come back.
What's reach?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're fine. Actually, no. You will take an opportunity attack.
Oh, damn.
With its bite.
I'll stay there.
Okay.
There's a snake, fellas. Anyone?
I run to the front saying,
hello?
Snake, where?
Torque is next.
All right, I ain't going in. Because I'm scared of these things, and now I know there's a snake in. However, can I... at all reach and grab him? Is he close enough for me to grab his foot? pull him out.
You'd have to move one space forward.
I would kind of do that, grab him, then bring him back out.
Just turn to a monk.
And then use my... Yeah, I do that.
Well, you can try and distract the snake while he moves away.
He didn't take any damage.
Bang on the door.
Opportunity attack.
I haven't yet, no.
Bang on the door and distract the snake.
So bang. if you want to try to find a way to distract the snake so he can leave...
You're going to have to crawl back.
Can you turn
back
into a natural predator of a snake? Even if it's smaller.
It's a giant.
Still might be afraid.
Weasel.
I think
afraid of weasels.
Like oh, yeah, they're super afraid of weasels.
I don't have a mongoose. I don't know if a mongoose is a creature.
Mongoose is part of the weasel family, isn't it?
I don't know. I turn to a giant mongoose?
You turn to a weasel, it might not know the difference.
Do you want me to pull you out, or do you want me to ready an attack for when
it's
it
like
comes
a,
out?
I'm going like to get ready to turn into a medium-sized weasel.
Well, you should come in here and get ready to attack it from in here.
Am I crawling?
What, we're not crawling, are we?
With a hammer?
Here, it's thin, but once you get past there, it's a wide open.
All right.
Tavern.
Okay. I was like, I didn't know I was crawling.
So, do I hear cries for help?
Snake!
Help!
Snake!
Or run away?
I don't think snake means no help.
Snake almost always means get the hell out of here!
Yeah.
Do you ask for help? I'll come if you ask.
Yes, boys.
Tork faces his fear.
Of tiny spaces?
Runs in.
You worked in a mine. A mine.
He...
A mine.
It is why I'm afraid of it.
All right.
But he's more brave. He comes in.
Come in next to me and ready to attack, for when he grabs me, you can hit him.
Well, yeah, okay. So if you go in next to it, it's going to get an opportunity attack because you're moving within its reach.
Yeah. But he can come in and ready an attack.
You can come in and stand next to him, yeah.
Yeah.
And try to hit him.
How
so
big?
When it strikes at him, just swing.
Looking at it, how big is it?
Long. It's like 50 feet long.
50 feet long.
Yeah.
So it's like this thing.
And like,
can come in.
Like this.
Okay. So all my experience with snakes on the farm.
It's like the snake from Conan, yeah.
It's completely
accurate. Never seen it. Is it like the snake from Anaconda?
You never really get a good look at it, do you?
I don't want to be John Voight.
Voight, okay? It's gotten pretty big.
It can definitely eat you.
Oh, damn.
But it's not like Aladdin.
It doesn't even have to unhinge its jaw to eat you.
Can I?
Except that was like more of a viper, wasn't it?
But can I hurt you?
Yeah, that was a pit viper.
Not Kevin Sorbo, like the Hydra.
Maybe.
Or hurt you and come and... Or Tommy Jones!
I mean,
yeah.
It, but before it eats you, it's going to try and break all of the bones in your body.
Well, Jesus, Rick.
So from here, you can stab it with a glaive.
Yeah.
From there, I stab it with the glaive, which is a plus 6 attack bonus.
This would be the same as everything else.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Damn, damn.
Huzzah!
And it's a silver glaive, too.
It's true.
It's gonna
be 3 times as much damage.
I dropped it. I looked down. It's a 3. I'm like, oh. So I'm actually gonna roll. That one is a 12 plus 6, 18.
That hits.
It's funny if it was a 2.
Okay. And then the glaive is
a D10.
D10 plus anything?
Plus whatever your normal pluses are.
Are all my pluses always the same?
As long as you're using strength. Yes.
So they're all plus 7s?
As long as you're using strength.
Okay.
I think your hammer, because it's the...
It's the magic
one. It's the magic
one. So they're all plus 6. That one's only plus 1.
Yep.
Plus 7.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So D10 plus 6. 1. So 7.
Okay.
But I also get other... Because I'm definitely raging at this point.
So you did 7?
7 damage.
Okay. All right. Give me your rage.
16.
That hits.
3 plus 6.
9. 3, 6, 9. All right. The snake.
Damn, she's fine.
All right. Let's see.
Where did I attack it at? I would like to have gone for its eyes or its tongue.
So it can't smell.
Well, I mean, those are vulnerable parts on it. It could flee.
It's true.
It definitely now
jaw.
It definitely also remembers that we mean no harm.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if it damages a tongue, it loses a major sense. It's more likely to leave. Eyes less so, but the tongue definitely.
Well,
it will stay if it can't see. It will leave if it can't taste.
Tongue is very important to a snake.
Yeah, that's how it sees. Pretty much.
Its eyes kind of suck.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. It's going to try and constrict the raging barbarian.
Okay. It's a strength check.
Right? Natural 20! No, it's an attack.
Okay.
It will attack you and then put you in a grapple, and then you can strength out of it, I believe.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Which you get pluses.
What's your strength?
And rerolls.
Plus four.
Ooh, some crits are max damage plus, right?
I don't know.
Pretty good.
You're the guy that knows what you're doing, and I can't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank God you're raging. So, 31 bludgeoning damage. So you take 15.
Jesus, okay.
Jeez.
I rolled natural 20. All right, so you're grappled. Escape is DC 16. So it's a strength saving throw, DC 16. Until the grapple ends, the creature is restrained and the snake cannot constrict another target.
Okay.
But so you guys just gotta bite. So that's nice.
All right, so what do I need to do?
On your turn, you will need to try and free yourself, and you need to roll a 16 or higher. You need to add your strength saving throw and get up to a 16 or higher.
Yeah, I was going to say, roll a 16.
Yeah. It's a Vulcan. Vulcan.
Okay.
You're not in the room.
But my attacks did no damage, like I said, when I was trying to go for eyes or tongue. Nothing to that.
You did damage to it, but it's not low enough in hit points that it's considering fleeing yet.
Okay.
There's only two of you that it knows of.
I hate snakes.
It's also busy.
I don't really like snakes.
These are no Nazis.
Hate worse. Nazis or snakes?
Nazis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Can I move in, like...
You get behind Elor.
Yeah, can we, that's what I want
to
do.
We need to get me, a circle to stand on. Okay?
It's your heavy cape.
Well, I mean, I need a circle to stand on.
All right, what do you do?
Ever use
you see Torque. Actually, you don't see Torque. You see a coil.
With a hammer sticking out of the top.
With a hammer sticking out of the top.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to do Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
10.
Missed. Not by much.
Well, that's comforting.
Torque. You want to try to get out, I assume?
Yep.
Okay. Roll a strength saving throw.
So that's what, a d20?
Mm-hmm. Let me see that.
And then I add 4 to it, because that's my strength modifier.
Look at your strength saves.
Just above your skill checks. Your saving throws.
Plus 5.
Yeah.
So it's a d20 plus 5?
Yep.
14.
That's not enough.
Okay.
So you are restrained.
Does rage get him 2 of those or no?
No. I don't think so.
It says I have advantage on strength check.
Then yes, you do. You get to roll twice.
11 plus 5, 15. Or 16, sorry.
16 is enough. So you break out.
Yeah.
Break out.
Still your turn.
Okay.
You're next to it now.
Yes, I'm next to it. How close am I to its head?
Is he still on this side, or is he on, does it move him at all or anything, or is he still where he was?
You can choose.
Where do you want to come out? If you choose the other side, it might give flanking opportunities.
Well, in 5th edition, as long as there's two characters adjacent to it, it's flanking. You don't have to be on opposite sides.
All right, so I bust out on the other side, right? So I do that.
Do you want to be on the other side? Okay.
But the way I would try to bust out is so that I'm trying to wrap my arms around its neck, and I want to constrict it!
You want to just squeeze
the air
out of it?
You want to constrict a constrictor snake?
Yes. Torque is mad. With my magic hammer, doing this, I'm going to constrict it and try to crush its windpipe.
All right, so if you're able to make multiple attacks with the attack action, this attack replaces one of them. The target you're trying to grapple must be no longer than one size larger than you.
So I can't do it.
Must be within your reach.
It's, what size is it?
It's large.
He said it's 50 feet.
Yeah, but...
But it's how... Is it, he said it's like around this, which I could put my arms around, especially with the hammer.
Yeah.
Actually, I could do this with my hand axe and cut into it.
Its classification is huge.
Okay. So you can't.
So I cannot do that.
No.
You're medium?
That's 3 sizes bigger than you, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, it's medium, large, and huge, right?
Medium, large, giant, and huge, right?
Thought giant was after huge. I forget.
I don't think there is a giant.
Is there not a giant?
I don't think so. I think there's huge and then gargantuan.
Yeah, gargantuan.
Okay.
All right.
But
so
basically, the 4 is the one size.
So I can't constrict it.
And the medium's just another one.
It's too big.
You can't constrict the constrictor.
Now, you used one action in order to break free. So you have another action.
Okay. Trusty Warhammer. So that's a 13 plus 7.
Very trusty.
That hits?
20 to hit. And then D8. 3 plus 7, 10.
Man, these are just the random things leading the way to the thing that we gotta fight.
Yep.
Okay. Back to Elor.
And then we gotta carry that giant fucking skull.
Well, never use this, I wanna use this. I reach into my bag. I think I can scoot up a little bit without getting opportunity attack. So, I'll come up to fight it.
Okay.
I'm gonna reach in and pull out a leaf. And in my hand...
Make it some tea?
Razor leaf.
...appears a fiery blade.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I'm going to attack it with my flame blade that I have here.
Just like a lad.
Basically, I'm just evoking a fiery scimitar.
Okay.
Which replaces my regular normal scimitar. So, it also is fiery, so you shouldn't need dark vision. And if it only likes light or dark, maybe this will help, like...
Okay.
18.
That hits.
So, it's going to do 3d6, 4, 2, 6... So 12, 16
fire damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sheds bright light in a 10-foot radius and dim light in an additional 10 feet.
Okay.
Be great considering that the snake is a cold-blooded creature, it's going to be messing with its blood flow.
Yeah, that's true. It's
going to be increasing it.
It's going to constrict Elor in order to stay warm.
You're getting shocked.
All right, Torque, it's your turn.
Too bad it's not a pit viper. It'd be throwing its senses off.
Well, you can tell that, huh?
What Shane?
Whose turn? Torque just.
I just went.
Thane.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You just gave me last one. There's a reason.
Thane.
Yeah. Thane hasn't gone at all.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right, Thane.
I just assumed I was wrong.
He's like, I'll just stay out here.
What? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not within range, but can I hit him with the silver spear?
You can move it.
Not from there.
Yeah. So you move up. There. And considering he readied himself last turn, I don't know.
You can go twice.
He gets to go twice.
Okay. So am I just within spear range? Or am I within
yes,
other
you're
range?
Just within spear range.
Okay.
Unless you move again.
That'll be too close.
Too close.
Okay. I want to use the spear.
Okay.
Okay, the silver spear.
Yep.
Which is like the glaive.
It's a glaive.
The glaive. Yep. Go for it. 17.
Plus 6, yeah.
Yep.
So a D10.
And it's a D10. It's edged.
I would go with 7.
And just re-roll it.
Honestly, go with 3.
I would go with 7.
I would go with 3.
I would go with 7! Dude, I would have went with 7. Because it's 1.
1.
Plus?
6.
6.
So seven. Total of 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Attack again.
Okay. And I'm going to do it again.
Yep. Thanks.
Jesus! She see that shit? Come on, 20 went to 2.
So what's the total?
7. No. It's a 2 plus, it's 8.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Okay. Snake. Snake would like to run. Running is tough for Snake.
Because he has no legs, because he was cursed.
And because we're close.
He was cursed to crawl on the earth.
Because we're close, we would get opportunity hits, right?
Yeah, if it runs, you do. I don't think. Alright, so.
Sounds like it hesitates.
Snake can go.
I waste my fiery blade for nothing!
Let's see.
Good thing I didn't use Divine Smite. I was thinking
about it. Snake can go here, and then Snake is gonna move. You get an opportunity attack because you have your spear.
Okay.
So, another attack.
Thank God.
He just attacks, right? Or does.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to try to. Does he have to.
He just attacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he still has to hit.
Yeah, roll your attack.
Okay, that's what I got.
Yeah, well, I mean, attack is always a
20. Natural 20.
Natural right. 20.
So 10 plus...
10 plus 6.
So 16, and then roll a d10.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. 10.
So 26. So
it blow.
It goes, it starts to slink away. Thane jumps forward, stabs the glaive into its skull.
Yes, done two great things.
Its tail starts whipping around.
Yeah, killing the
frenzy.
Rest of us.
You guys are ducking and dodging out of the way. Eventually,
duck, dodge.
Eventually, the whipping ends and it is still.
I want one of its fangs in case we come across a Horcrux.
Yeah. You can take a fang. It's got no poison.
I'm going to memorize this. The snake.
Elor will remember this.
Oh, you can remember the snake?
Yeah, I have to learn them, but I can't turn into some things because they're too strong. But as I get stronger, I can turn into things.
Oh, okay. So you can remember it, and then when you get stronger, you can turn into it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's like Aaron.
Okay.
That's like Aaron.
That's a figure of a Naga, which is like a sentient snake, but disgusting. It was not a sentient snake.
Gotcha. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure you guys check out patreon.com/blindwave, where you can see the next episode right now. And be sure to leave some comments down below in the description of this video and let us know what your thoughts are on the campaign.